talking today about segment intending, about why segment intending can be a very, very powerful tool in pre-planning your life, in pre-planning your existence, and putting your intention out there in such a way that you can start to say, I want to have the experience of safety. I want to have the experience of peace. I want to have the experience of success. I want to have the experience of whatever that is. And your intention, you know, I say to my personal clients and to anyone that's ever gone to a workshop of mine, I always say that everything is about energy and intention, or vibration and intention. It just is. You know, everything is energy, first of all. And then the next thing is intention. Everything else is icing on the cake. Everything else is just, you know, you're going to jump in the water and play in this thing called life. All that extra stuff. But if you are clear about what your intention is, you are so much further ahead than most people. So we're going to talk about segment intending. You always have a choice. You know, the Course in Miracles talks about, you know, that choice is our only real power that we have. The only real power that we have. So most of us are going through life many times very unconsciously, just going through day to day, moment to moment, year to year, until suddenly we look back at some point and go, oh my goodness, I haven't even intended anything. I've just been living this life. Sometimes that is good. Sometimes, you know, really living in the flow of life is good. But you're usually conscious when you're in the flow. You're conscious of what you're doing. You know, the most powerful thing we have is our power to decide. Spirit is always waiting for us to decide in alignment with it, in alignment with love, in alignment with peace, in alignment with joy. Okay? So, this idea that everything is energy and everything is about intention is the key to shifting our lives, to actually not shifting, but being more in your life, to being more ourselves, to allowing ourselves to be. Because when we are not feeling the flow, when we're not feeling good, we're not allowing that flow, spirit, to flow through our life. We are hooked, and this is not to blame us, not to make us feel bad, but we are hooked unconsciously into the drama of the craziness. The crazy drama. I call that the hamster wheel that the ego will take us on. And we're on it, and we don't even realize we're on it. We think that that's the way it's supposed to be. We think we're supposed to be, you know, that life is supposed to be up and down, bad and good, and success and failure, and all of this diametrically opposed worlds. But that is not the way of spirit. The way of spirit is joy, is love, is peace, harmony. All those things are natural to us. When we're not feeling those things, when it's not coming through in our life, you know, life goes up and down, so we can have those experiences. But when we're not feeling those things, we're not experiencing those things on a regular basis, we're most likely unconscious. And my passion in my life and for all of us is to become, you know, conscious creators of our life, conscious, aware beings walking through this world saying, wow, and just drinking it all in, like, wow, look at how amazing this is, okay? And the way we do that, first of all, we decide that we're going to do that we're going to actually take responsibility, and that's the ability to respond. The ability to respond to the world, respond to our lives, to respond, the ability to respond. And so you're going to take responsibility. And once we take responsibility and say, you know, it ain't about them, it ain't about the situation, it ain't about the world, it's about me. I am creating it all. And that's not to make us feel bad. It's to take responsibility and go, oh, look what I created. I need to learn something here. I might not know what it is right now, but I've created this situation. It's nothing on the outside. The outside world is the effect. The inside is cause. Cause is internal. The outside world is effect. So we've got to say, oh, I have to take responsibility first and go, okay. You know, unless we're ready to take responsibility, nothing's going to change our lives. We know that. And take responsibility on every level. And that's not to say, oh, I should feel bad. I should. Actually, it's the opposite. It should go, what a relief. Oh, I have more power than I ever thought. We are much more powerful than we know. You know, it's like that Winnie the Pooh line, you're more powerful than you think, you're whatever it is. It's really adorable. I'll try to find it again, but can't remember exactly what it is. But it's adorable, but it's very true. You're smarter than you think, you're braver than you know, something like that. But it's very true. The ego doesn't want us to know that. So we take responsibility of going, I'm actually much more powerful, much more peaceful and loving than I'm allowing myself to be. Okay? So that's the first step. That is intending. That's being conscious and going, I'm going to intend a different way of life. I'm going to intend that my life is being created because of the choices I'm making, because of the energy I'm putting out there and what I'm focusing on. Okay, so that's the big picture. The big picture is taking responsibility. And then you can start to go, okay, what's my intention here? What is my intention here? And segment intending is taken from Abraham Hicks. You know, this has been around for a long time, but that word, that phrase, I think really describes it very, very well. And so it's segment, a segment of your life, a segment of your day, a segment of your year is going to be, you're going to intend something. Okay? So let's just go, should we go macro to micro or micro to macro? Well, let's go micro to macro, which means the segment of time. So small chunks of time, segments, small segments of time to big segments of time. Okay? Sometimes, you know, we go little and then go big. So you wake up in the morning and you're conscious and you go, I intend from the time I get out of bed till the time I leave to go to work, if that's what your routine is, I intend to nourish myself, feel peace, feel love, and to start my day on the right foot. That's my intention for this segment of time. From the time I get out of bed till I leave. That's that segment of time, okay? The next segment of time will be like for the segment of time that I'm going to get in the car and I'm going to drive, I intend that I will have a safe trip with very few delays or no delays at all, and it will be smooth and I will feel joyous once I get there, okay? The next segment is once I get to work, you stop and you say, okay, today, from now until lunch, I intend to everything to go smoothly. I intend that I'm going to get everything done that needs to be done with joy, with love, and with peace. Okay. So that is segment intending the micro way. Micro. So when you think about this, because we are deliberate creators and we're creating no matter what, all the time, if we like it or not. We're always creating. So you're creating, and energy is everything. It's energy. So if you're going into work with the intention of smooth sailing and love and getting everything done, you know, that energy is much different than the energy of, oh, I got to get through this. Okay, I'm going to get through this. And, okay, obviously, that is a different energy. The more conscious that you can be about segment intending, about what your intention is in that segment of your day, the more smooth you're going to be, the more smooth your life is going to go, and the more you're going to become aware of how much your intention is shaping your life, and not just shaping your life, but shaping other people's lives, shaping everyone around you. Because when you walk into the situation with the intention of love, everyone on some level feels it. You know that to be true. When you meet people that have that intention, you go, ah. Oh. You know, that's charisma. I have people that have charisma like that because they're not trying to get anything. They're just allowing love. They're like, yeah, they're all cool. They're very content with themselves. They're not trying. They're just love. Okay? So that is the micro scale. Macro scale is that you can intend today, for the whole day, my intention is going to be peace. Done. So every time that you think about it, you go, oh, peace, that's right, ah, peace. Oh, that's right, my conversation with my daughter, peace. How I'm going to talk to myself today should be peaceful. Everything has an intention of peace. How you deal with other people, how you deal with yourself, how you deal with anything is peace. So you can say my intention, and each day some people do this, and I do this sometimes, is that you get some oracle cards you really like, you know, some of the angel oracle cards or something like that, that have a word on it, like harmony or peace or support or contribution or whatever it is. And then you take that card and you go, today, cards, tell me what I'm supposed to do, angels, whatever, open it up and go, oh, my intention today is going to be contribution. Okay. So I'm going to see where I can contribute every day in this day. You can then go on to say, what's my intention for this month, for the next 6 months, or what's my intention for this year? And that is, and always, always, your intention should always be stated I intend to experience joy. I intend to experience love. I intend to experience contribution. I intend to learn more, deepen more of my experience of love. You know what I mean? Okay? So I hope that makes sense. That's segment intending, and I think it's very powerful, extremely powerful. And if you want to really become a conscious creator in your life, you have to, on some level, be segment intending. Because it's all coming from you. You are cause. The world is effect. You are cause. The world is effect. So when you segment intend, you are causing the world, the people, to shift. Because you are shifting. You become the change you'd like to see in the world.